Interface Boulder is a series of monthly presentations where the intersection between spirituality and psychotherapy is explored. They happen on the third Friday of every month at the Naropa campus in East Boulder. This Friday, psychotherapist Carol O'Dowd will speak about reflections on freedom, using different techniques to find comfort in challenging times. She'll focus on a technique that is widely used in Japan among prisoners. O'Dowd told KGNU's Maeve Conran that this is a technique that people who are feeling anxious about the elections can use.
Why this is so relevant for today is this practice is a practice of, literally translated, means looking inside. And so it's all the anxiety, and no matter which party you were for, the shock that you may be in, what do I do next? How do I deal with, especially if you're an immigrant, what am I going to be doing? Is this practice is a way to find some calm and also find gratitude. It's Nikon, and it literally means looking inside or reflecting inward. But what happens for each of us when we reflect inward, even on something as simple as I'm enjoying my coffee, where did the coffee come from? Who made the chair I'm sitting in? There's ways with simple questions. And that's what Nikon offers, the use of very simple questions to shift the focus.
This obviously is something I think a lot of people might be looking for in this current climate. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of anger as well. Are there examples of what people can do? You mentioned a couple of questions there.
Right.
But, you know, for people who are feeling that type of anxiety, what are some practices that maybe they could incorporate into their everyday life to reduce some of that?
Well,
not to diminish the reality, but just to maybe give themselves some coping
methods.
Well,
that's the beauty of Nikon and Morita, which I also share and use, is the Western view is, getting all worked up on that and I'm going to take it out on so-and-so, or worse, myself. The simple practice is shifting the focus and saying, where am I now and what do I want to do? So it's recognizing the anxiety. That's okay. There's certainly appropriate times to be upset or things to be upset about, but you don't want to let that destroy you. You don't want to become the very thing you're upset about. So how do you make the shift in a way that you can find this little bitty space of peace and calm? And the best way to do it is to simply shift the focus to find something. Anything that makes you smile. So it can be as simple as step outside in Colorado, we can enjoy sunshine. And what you can do is use it one of two ways. You can use it to, I'm just going to be calm and relax, and then go back to your anger. It'll come back, don't worry, it stays there. Or you can use it as a tool for, wait a minute, I want to transform that anger into enthusiasm about working for improving criminal justice systems, providing a shelter for women in need, etc.
You say this practice has been credited with reducing the recidivism rate in Japan.
Yes.
How is it used with prisoners in Japan? Do they use it in the prisons or is it when they are released?
In the prison as well. And it's a intense practice. There's too much time in this short interview to go through the full 7-day program that is used. But it's very intense, and because it reflects on how to work through difficult relationships, especially if you had a difficult relationship with a mother or a father. But then taking time to look at the relationships with the different individuals in one's life, no matter where you are. And what's real important and what we'll be discussing on Friday is, we tend to have thoughts that become loops.
And especially negative loops.
Yes.
We rarely have positive loops.
Yes. But you get stuck in those, and that's a prison because you're trapped. But the beauty, the good news is you are in charge of that. So you can step out of it. And that's the beauty of this practice of being able to take emotions like anger, frustration, anxiety, recognize them also as energy patterns. They're okay, but how do you want to use them? And ask yourself, where do you want to place your attention? What do you want to do with this? And so the some of the Nikon and reflection practice is a way to create that little bitty space to give you the freedom to do that.
Carol O'Dowd will speak on Reflections on Freedom this Friday morning as part of the Interface program at the Naropa campus on 30th Street in North Boulder. Find out more at interfaceboulder.org.